Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I will admit I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway.
Welcome back, 7:23 I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Wally Bach. Writing a book with Wally.com is his website. He's the author of the outstanding book Net Income, which is a classic, and a bunch of others that he's written over the years. But more importantly, in the last several years, he's been helping people like you write their books, writing a book with Wally.com. Rod Santamassimo is the one of his new authors. And I know I didn't say it right, Wally, but I tried.
You were closer.
That's closer than most people get it, I promise you. But the new book that you've been working on with him, give us the title for that, please.
It's Don't Kid Yourself, Knowing Isn't Doing. Building the business and life you desire.
And it's all about independent contractors, folks, making sure that you get oriented the right way. Because if you've never been on your own, if you've never, you know, a lot of people, like I said earlier, Wally, I'd already managed the territory before. You know, I mean, I was already hunting, you know, eating what I killed. For a long time when I was pushed out on my own. So I knew how to penetrate the marketplace. I knew how to knock on doors and get business for other people. Now all I had to do was get it for myself. But a lot of people haven't had that background, have they? They've been sequestered. No. They've been sort of protected from all that. They were an accountant or they were engineers or whatever. Now they're out of a job. They don't know how to knock on a door. And they don't understand how to convert energy into revenue, do they?
No, they don't. And that's what Rod does in the book. Rod lays out a process for penetrating the market. But there's something else that's critical, too. Maybe you're not a what we call a necessity entrepreneur. You know, maybe you're the engineer who wants to go out and do a professional practice. Well, you've got to understand there's a whole bunch more to business than just doing good engineering.
Right.
There's the penetrating the marketplace that you talked about, but there's also keeping the revenue stuff in line, getting the right kind of finance and accounting advice, making sure that you stay on top of it. You have a
pricing your product is huge.
Pricing your product.
Most people don't know how to price their product. I wrote an article years ago that says, and I said, you're not working for wages anymore. You can't price your product based on your idea of wages. You got to price it as a product. You've got to have your wages plus a markup. Most people don't get that
right in
the beginning.
But there's also then what also happens is, let's say these guys are successful. These men and women are successful. What tends to happen to most of them is they hit that wall where they're charging as much as they can charge.
Yeah.
And they're working 80 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have time for anything else.
They're 100% extension of themselves.
What Rod talks about is how you get the margin for the fun and the family parts
mm-hmm.
of things.
What does he say and to that's, do?
Well, I mean, first of all, he talks about you got to believe that it's there. But he says, you know, you got to figure out how to not to clone yourself, but to have other people do stuff that they do better than you anyway. So you get what is one of his lines, and it's a quote from somebody else. So I apologize for not getting the attribution right. But if you don't have an executive assistant, you are one.
Right, right. Now that's exactly right. And the other thing that I remind people about is if you're maxed out, you got customers you're having to turn away because you don't have the time, and you're making enough money. That means you haven't raised your prices enough. I mean, when an apartment complex gets 95% occupied, they raise their prices. That tells them that you know, they need to raise their prices. And that's what you do. That was a process that you have to do as a consultant or as an independent. You've got to raise your price. Once you get a brand that people want to do business with, then you raise your prices and you work less and make more. And you do the assistant thing.
Yeah. Well, you do the assistant thing. You get a bookkeeper who does what, you know, the stuff that you used to do on Sunday at the dinner table.
Yeah.
But it's also an important part of that is realizing that when you raise your prices, you're going to lose, in my experience at least, a third of your clients.
You're going to lose some.
And you're going to go through a dip where that affects income. But on the other side of that is exactly what you talked about. You're putting in less hours and making the same, or you're putting in fewer hours and making the same, or you're putting in the same number of hours and you're making more. And right. Then you start thinking about, well, if you're an independent like me, you start thinking about what kind of products can I sell to go along with this? You know, if I'm a consultant, can I give people a workbook? You know, is there a way I can serve the downside, the non-consumption part of the market by creating a product that does 20% of what I do?
It's a process. I got to wrap it up, but I need the website again I need the name of the book and how they can find it.
The book is Don't Kid Yourself, Knowing Isn't Doing. You can find it by putting the title in, because you'll find it on Amazon, where it was a number one bestseller.
And if you want to have Wally help you replicate that book with your book, writingabookwithwally.com. Hey, Wally, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you in December. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.